So as Ms. Nocock said, it wasn't too long ago that I was standing behind this podium in the golden blue. But more importantly, it led me somewhere that I really didn't know where I was going to end up. I went into college as an ag major because of Mr. Papoole and Ms. Nocock, and I thought, man, I really like agriculture, but I'm not sure what I want to do. Halfway through it, I switched to being a middle school science teacher and quickly realized I could not do what Mr. Papoole does every day. Back to ag I went. I got an ag science technology degree, ended up in Bowling Green, Kentucky with my husband, and thought, what am I going to do now? So a position opened up with the USDA Farm Service Agency in Bowling Green. I applied for it, and sure enough, they had a farm loan officer position open up. So I decided, hey, I'm going to take a whim on the hardest job that I've known to man, and I'm going to try to tackle it day after day. So in saying that, Mr. Papoole was the one that inspired me to keep in agriculture and to stay that path, whether or not I knew what I was doing. So at the end of the day, I realized that you have to have a Mr. Papoole, but on the other end, you have to have a Jody. Jody was there for me whenever I needed personal support during my senior year when my dad was diagnosed with cancer. He was there for the sorrows, the happiness, all through the archery careers with Lily growing up, and everything in between. So at the end of the day, I realized that you can quickly have a teacher such as Mr. Papoole, but not everybody can get a Jody. So with that, I thank you, and I'm much appreciated for all that you've done, and congratulations, and to go do whatever you want to do because you deserve it.